in lieu of all rebates and incentives. Financing through NMAC.
Natural gas is cool.
Cool. Natural gas is used to heat things. It can't be cool.
Natural gas is clean burning, right?
Yeah.
Natural gas is easy to use, safe, and reliable, correct?
Yeah.
Natural gas is non-toxic and not harmful to us, right?
Uh-huh.
Well?
Natural gas is cool.
Learn more advantages of natural gas at mosafegas.com. A message from Mango, Missouri's natural gas operators.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale at our end of summer clearance. Laminates are up to 50% less. Solid exotic hardwood up to 46% less. Bamboo flooring up to 30% less. Plus, get special extended financing. If it's in stock, it's on sale. That's over 340 floors at incredibly low summer clearance prices. But you must pick it up before the month ends. Hurry! End of summer clearance is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Wow! It's the best steak deal on the planet. The King Cut Sirloin is only a dollar an ounce every Wednesday at B-Hall's in O'Fallon. The King Cut Sirloin is aged to perfection. Enjoy it every Wednesday at B-Hall's Restaurant. In O'Fallon, Missouri.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window?
You know, the last 2 weeks,
I do.
Dr. Doug called in a little bit late, and we had to put our foot down. And I told him off the air, you pull this stunt again, we get a new vet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And I think he got the message.
Harsh.
Because he's right here on time today. Sometimes it's just tough love. It's tough love. Here's the way this works. This is the segment where you get to talk to one of the best there is when it comes to your pets, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Free advice, but all you have to do is call. And you need to call right now. Because the first people whose names go up on the screen are the ones who get to talk to Dr. Doug. Here are the numbers. 314-969-KTRS. Or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. But who cares about toll-free anymore? Nobody pays.
No, I don't think so.
For long distance. No, I don't think anybody that I know pays for long distance. But it's another number. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. It's brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And here is, on time, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Yeah.
How is everybody today?
Great, doctor. How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
Hallelujah. Okay, you sound like you have a sock in your mouth. What's going
on
here?
Probably just my lousy landline. Is it okay?
No, it's okay. It's borderline acceptable. How you doing, okay?
Pretty good, pretty good.
All right, you ready for some calls?
I am. Let me have it.
They're already lit up. Let's start with Tracy. Tracy, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Tracy. What can I do for you, honey?
Okay, I have a Yorkie, and she's around 14 years old, and she sneaks and jumps on the spare bed when I'm not home.
Okay.
How can I make her quit that?
Tracy, can I ask you a question? Are you breathing helium?
No.
No? Okay, don't do that. It's not good for you. What do you think, Dr. Doug? What do you think?
So you were saying that she's jumping up on the bed when you're not home.
Well, the spare bed. She can't get on my bed. I have a big king-size bed.
Okay, well, the obvious solution is to take a little bit of freedom away from her. When you're not home, you're going to have to find a way to put her someplace where she can't get access to the bed, right? That would be the simplest.
Oh, okay.
And the other choice would be to create some sort of border around the bed that disallows her to get up, and that would be the most sensible thing. Because I do worry about little dogs and their backs, disc problems.
Yes, I do too.
So you don't want her to have that access, okay?
Oh, no. Okay, thank you.
All right.
Okay,
honey. Thank you, Tracy. And you've said many times you're not a behavioralist. Right?
No, but I certainly have dealt with enough common problems like that, and I know in that case, the medical ramifications, if that animal does hurt itself jumping up and down off that bed, then it becomes a real medical problem.
You know, I don't have a cat, and I'm not a cat person, but what's always amazed me is, if like we've had little dogs and big dogs, and if a little dog falls off the bed in the night, oh my goodness, you hope it didn't break its back. A cat can fall off the top of a house and just boom, land on its feet. It's unbelievable.
They're built different.
Yeah, you don't worry about a cat falling. They're meant to fall.
Well, I mean, they can definitely get hurt, but yeah, I've seen cats take some amazing falls off of two-story buildings, and they walk away like nothing happened. You go, oh my God.
I meant to do that.
That what? Yeah. That's why they say that nine lives thing. You know, they have nine lives. Let's go to Carol. Carol, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Let's hear what we can do for you.
Well, I have next door to us, we had mallards come in and she had a bunch of babies.
A mallard? Then,
right.
Okay.
And then she it dwindled all the way down from them dying and stuff like that. But then we had two baby deaths left, and they were growing up, and then the mom. And then the mom and the one baby flew away,
mm-hmm.
and we still have the one other baby.
Hmm.
So I have been feeding them since they were little just so they all had food and stuff, just put some food out on the ground, and they would all come over and eat. But I'm kind of worried about this other baby, which
I assume the baby is now fully feathered since its litter mate flew away with the mom. So it's an adult plumage, but it's not leaving. So it's
right.
not leaving either because its life is too good and simple. You've enabled that, like I did to my kids, and they're still living in my home. Or you can call up the rescue group, and there is one rescue group, I think, in Baldwin, Wildlife Rescue, that will manage waterfowl like that and help you find a recourse for that. So that's what I would do. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, honey.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. You know, in 2012, I think you're not supposed to call women honey, but I like that you do that. See, I like that old school thing. Thank you, sweetie. Thank
okay,
you, honey. I don't have it. And obviously, she didn't have a problem with it either.
No.
Hey, I mean, is a duck a good pet? I've only known a couple of people that have had ducks, but we used to know a family, and they had a duck running around their house. Is that a good
They're
pet?
Really messy. That's number one. Number two, some of them can actually get very territorial, more of a problem with geese that are larger and they can make a bigger impression. But even ducks will come and become patrol ducks if they have an opportunity.
They're
interesting as a pet in the right setting, but you got to have a water source for them. And then in the wintertime, you're going to have to provide, access to water and stuff. So, it's not a simple pet unless you're on a farm or you have the right setting for them.
Okay, let's get Charlie in here. Charlie, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Charlie.
I'd like to say I'm aiming the pen.
Well, that's good to hear. Good to hear.
Been that way long before Force AT, because he's...
Oh, man, he does. Wow. He goes way back.
Oh, wow.
I guess the question I've got for you, and now you just said you weren't a behavioralist, but the question I have, I've got a Pomeranian mix,
mm-hmm.
and keeps getting more and more skittish with small noises. Like if you were to stick your finger in your cheek and pop it like a... type deal. I mean, it'll take off.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Don't do that.
Go ahead.
And, I mean, it's just any kind of small noise, and I mean, progressively gets worse to where he'll just sit there, and if you try to hold him, mm-hmm. just sit there and shudder until he can run and get away for...
It sounds to me like there might be a medical condition behind that, and your veterinarian might help you work out. There could be like an unusual hypersensitivity to the sound. So for some reason, that animal is suddenly very fractious to any kind of new sounds. The other thing he might suggest for you is to try one of the anti-anxiety drugs that are available. We use Prozac, and we use another one called Clomicom. And those drugs can be very useful in taking the edge off of an animal. But you definitely want to rule out any physical or physiological conditions first, and your vet can do a good workup. And then start with that, and then consider those drug therapies as a method to help. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, like he had tried, like Benadryl, saying something about maybe calming him down. And
yeah, Benadryl will work at night. It's a calming. It definitely has a calming effect. It's not going to be. These other drugs have more of an anti kind of psychotic effect or anti-anxiety effect. So I would try those first, and it might take that you only need a couple months of those, that therapy before you can do away with it again and give them you know, the opportunity to kind of neutralize that, that whatever that sensitivity is.
Charlie, thank you for the call.
Okay. Charlie, thanks, honey.
What was that?
What
was that? Comacom? What would you call that?
Comacom.
What would you call
that? Comacom.
Sounds like a phone company. What phone company do you have? Comacom. Doesn't sound like medication. Let's bring Todd in here. Todd, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Todd. How are you?
AM and PM.
That's a good way to be.
What you got?
Dr. Doug, I got a couple of little pups I found that got dropped. Looks like a lab mix.
Okay.
And one of them, the one that looks more like a lab, has got a pretty bad itching problem going on.
Okay. You know, little puppies are real prone to mange infections, okay? And it's more about their stress and immune system than anything else. And you can see sometimes scabby, flaky material there.
Oh, scab.
And it's something that's treatable. So that would be the first thought that comes to mind. You could certainly have a flea problem in a puppy that's a feral puppy. And also, if you need a home for those animals, you know, there are some rescue groups that would love to pick up those puppies and put them into their adoption program. So yeah. I would start, again, I always tell people to start with your veterinarian. If that doesn't work, give us a call. We can see if we can help you.
Okay. Well, my vet gave me some sort of steroid.
You know, you don't want to use steroids unless you know what you're treating.
Yeah, your vet sounds stupid.
You ruled out the other things I mentioned. Because steroids can aggravate some of those situations if they're not used correctly. So I would say make sure you don't have the flea issue and you don't have the mange issue. And if those look okay, then you can consider something like a steroid dosing. Okay?
Okay.
All okay, right. Thanks, Todd.
Thank you.
You know, it's interesting. Again, here's the guy has a vet, but he doesn't really, he senses that maybe his vet's an idiot.
Right.
So he's going to talk to Dr. Doug. Well, I can say it because I don't know who the vet is, but my point is, if you had a vet you trusted, why would you be calling Dr. Doug? Fire your vet, get rid of him, and go to Dr. Doug.
I'm glad they are, personally.
I'm sure you are. Sure. This is Jamie. Jamie, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug, and I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you, Jamie.
What kind of problem?
I adopted a horse.
Whoa, a horse. You don't hear that every day.
No.
And she had bad sight in her left eye.
She had what? I couldn't hear you.
She had sight in her left eye was bad.
Okay.
And recently she lost the sight. And, I mean, she's really spooky now.
Okay.
You think she would? She's going to calm down enough for me to do anything with her?
You know, that's one I definitely would talk to a trainer, a horse trainer, about this because I understand that that would be something you try and kind of condition her away from those fearful things. And the problem is with one sight, you know, she's always going to jolt when things like that happen. I just saw a story on the Google about a elephant that had sight on one side and was being attacked by a tiger, actually, and they showed video of this. And, you know, was calm until he realized what was going on because he couldn't see the tiger coming from that side. But I think that you want to talk to someone about how to condition that horse and how to get him used to the possibility of being startled because they can be so dangerous. They're so strong.
She's a self-help draft. I've been introducing her to everything. You know,
it's the best you can do, but there might be some other little tricks that a trainer might be able to help you with to kind of condition the
horse. Is it possible for a horse to eventually have a halfway decent life with one eye?
Oh, sure, because it's in a pet home and it's not have to work.
Okay.
You know, yeah, I'm from South Louisiana, and I had a one-eyed horse that did wonderful.
Yeah.
All his life.
This just takes time. The horse has to get settled in a new home, has to get in a routine that's familiar, and as long as those things don't change too much, you're probably going to do just fine.
Now, Jamie, it's interesting to me, you said you had another one-eyed horse. How is it that you have all these one-eyed horses? What's going on here?
I have no idea. The other one-eyed horse had to leave in Louisiana. I hated leaving him, but I figured he wouldn't be able to adapt to Missouri from South Louisiana, so I left him in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Dan was just telling me about his one-eyed snake. I didn't know anything about that.
See, that's not funny. That's not funny. Jamie, thank you. I'm sorry you had to be exposed to that. Thank you,
Phil.
You know, Doctor, we don't. I'll have to talk you off here. We don't go for that.
I dig those horses.
I'm so sorry.
Let's bring Jenny in here. Hello, Jenny. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Jenny. How are you, honey?
I'm good. I have a question. I have a 9-year-old German Shepherd. She's almost 10. Okay. And we got her as a puppy.
Okay.
And ever since we've had her, every time she poops, she tries to eat it.
Mm. Okay.
So
there is
this
a,
is I know it's gross, but what? So every time she goes outside, we have to go with her.
Yeah, Jenny. There's a product called Forbid that veterinarians carry, and it goes into their diet, into their food, and it deters them from eating their poop.
But wait, hold on a second. What could you do to poop to make it any more disgusting that you wouldn't want to eat it? It's doo-doo.
I know. And we've tried. Our vet actually said when she was a puppy to sprinkle cayenne pepper on it.
That sounds like it'd be good. That
well,
might make
she
it
loved
taste
it.
Better. Yeah, there
it
you go.
It was like seasoning.
Yeah, you exactly. Save money on food then. Just
yeah, Adolph's meat tenderizer also deters them, but then you have to be walking
deters
around the yard
them.
Sprinkling poop, and your neighbors are going to make you a little bit off. So
okay,
the product Forbid, Forbid. Ask
okay.
that for it. It's all over the place, and it's very, very useful.
Okay, great.
Thank
bye
you, Jenny. You know, this
thanks.
Is hilarious to me. There's a product that you can feed your dog so that its poop will be repulsive.
Yeah. Makes
and
it taste like broccoli or something.
Yeah, what the heck? How
well,
much
know,
worse
Frank,
could it be?
They say that children, babies, will eat their poop all the time.
Oh, now, what babies? Not my kids. Whose
well,
babies eat their
poop? Your wife may have hidden that from you.
No, who's, I've never heard any parents
either.
Say their kids ate their poop.
Oh, that's gross.
I don't know. I've heard
listen,
that
even Tina, she's a mom and a grandma.
No
she said she's never heard of that. I don't know who you're talking to. Doctor, we'll talk next week.
Thank you very much.
Thank
well,
you,
everybody.
Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Yes.
Everybody. There's a product you can give your dog where it'll make its poop not as desirable.
Ah.
What must that turn it into that it's not already disgusting? Dr. Doug brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And you say, I don't want to take a cab. I want my own car. Maybe you've been taking a cab all this time, and now you've saved up a little money and you want a car. Where would you go? Oh, I know. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Hello, John. How are you?
Yep, nothing like having a lead-in talking about dogs eating their poop.
And babies. Yeah, babies and dogs eating
yeah,
poop.
Talking about dogs eating their poop, cabs, and coming to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Well,
let me just tell you here, okay? We don't have any children here associated with Londoff Chevrolet that would eat their own poop.
Yeah, I've never heard of any kid. I don't know who.
My dog doesn't do it. Jack the Wonder Dog. Are you kidding me?
Well, I've heard of dogs, but kids? No. That's something wrong with that kid.
Yeah.
And he's going to have some bad breath for a long time.
You know,
E. coli.
I could say that. That kid's got some bad breath.
Yeah.
Wow.
So how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing really well. Really, how are you?
Let me check. Hang on. Great.
Yeah, you had to do a thorough check. You know, check
get a
once
quick,
over.
Quick one. Oh. Yeah, spot check. Yeah, I'm fine.
That was pretty quick.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
You know?
Yeah.
So, anybody scared of the storms last night? They were pretty wicked.
No.
Some good boomers.
I love storms.
It was a pretty good storm. And I like a big nasty thunderstorm when it's not at my house. If I'm somewhere else on vacation, sit out, look at the window. But I don't like it at my own house because I'm always afraid, you know, something a branch is going to come through the roof or something, or I don't know. But it was nice. And I'm one of those people who sleeps through it. I don't even know that it happened. Because I just snooze right through it. But, yeah, I liked it. It was good. We were overdue.
Oh, it's been a long time since you were able to go to sleep at night with a thunderstorm. I'm out. I'm a cold.
I woke up
Five minutes, 6 minutes.
I woke up to the hail, and I ran to get my camera. And by the time I got a picture, the hail melted.
Oh.
That's the saddest story I've ever heard.
Yeah.
People
listening.
Well, let's just be glad that we didn't get hit by hail here at Londoff Chevrolet.
That's right.
No way. We don't want any of that doggone hail. None. But, you know, we were looking for, talking about dogs, Jack the Wonder Dog, and, I mean, that storm was brewing. I mean, it was just thunderstorm and the lightning and the thunder. And, you know, usually Jack is laying really close to me, and I noticed he wasn't there. I'm, like, looking around, and I look back in the back room, the mud room.
Mud room? As far from
you know, the TV room as possible. He's just looking at me with this look of like, hey, you scared too, John? And I'm like, you know, no, you know, because Jack talks. I don't know if you guys know
he calls
that.
You John.
That's an interesting voice. He sounds kind of like you.
Yeah.
Hello, John.
I'm rounding your rod.
Now, see, Peon looked at us weird when you said mud room.
I've never heard of a mud room.
You've never heard of a mud room?
No.
What a dumb idiot. What a young, dumb idiot.
What is a mud room?
First of all, I mean, it's the washing machine and dryer.
It's usually right off the garage. You come in, you knock off your dirty boots or shoes right there in the
mud.
Really? It's called the mud room.
No, I mean, you know, we're pretty neat and tidy there at the Lawn Dove household. But it's just the back. It's a very nice room.
Boy, you kids. There's so much you kids don't know.
I'm learning crazy all the time.
Crazy generation.
You kids.
Yeah.
You call me a kid?
No, him. Never heard of a mud room.
Really?
Yeah. How could that
well,
be?
Well, you've been to the house, so you've walked into the mud. So that just goes to show you. The floor covering is nice and cool for Jack to lay there. But he was as far away from us as possible. And then there's Mimi going, oh, look, your dog. See, this is when it's my dog. Your dog's afraid of the thunder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me say one thing. He's not afraid to jump in freezing cold water and retrieve ducks. That's what he's not afraid of.
Does Jack, the wonder dog, sleep on your bed?
No. Sleep on the bed. He wouldn't even be allowed close to that area of the house.
Well, you act like that's unheard of. There are people who have big dogs that sleep on the bed.
Oh, you asked me at our house. Yeah. And we're talking about my house right now, right?
You don't want
to talk about other people right now. It's all about me, okay?
No, but that was my question. Does he sleep on your bed?
I guess that's a no.
Brother.
Yeah, so we're getting ready for duck season. Jack is not allowed anywhere near. He's got an area that he stays in, and he's very good with that. You know, he's here today at work. Jack comes to work almost every day.
Well, maybe you could have comforted him.
Lay on the floor next to him.
Yeah, laid with him.
I could do what?
Lay on the floor next to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, during the storm.
Lay on the floor with him?
Yeah.
Or let him hop up in bed next to you.
The problem with that is he gets in the bedroom and he watches them. Next thing you know, Jack's out trying to show another dog how to do it human style.
Yeah. Watch this.
Hey, look what I saw.
that's not going to happen. Jack's pretty spoiled, though. He should be. He's a great dog.
What would you like to sell today?
Everything.
Okay.
Everything. And we have some, we've had a great day today. It's, the end of the month where everybody usually comes out and buys. So come on out. We've got Chevy Cruze 14.9 on the Chevy Cruze. Hit me? Huh? 11.9 on the Chevy Spark. And I know I'm not supposed to say that the Spark is cute, but the Spark is cute.
Yeah, I saw one today on the way to work. It was cute.
What'd you think?
I really liked it. I was like, it's bigger than I thought it would be.
You could be the owner of one of those cute little Sparks.
Mm. Be careful, Tina.
Can I fit my bike or kayak in it? I don't think so.
Well, I don't know if you want to fit it in it, but get it on the back.
No, that's her requirement. She has to get a kayak in the vehicle.
Now, why do you want your wet, stinky kayak in your vehicle as opposed to on a roof rack?
Well, I would consider a roof rack, but...
There you go.
But he's got a point. After your kayak, isn't it...
I wipe it off.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you're pretty neat and tidy, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if people wiping off their kayaks. What do you use?
A towel.
This is the most boring, conversation.
A kayak chamois or something like that.
No.
I don't think they make anything like that.
Yeah, okay.
We need a phone number and an address.
1375 Dunn Road. We really don't give the address often. 1375 Dunn, D-U-N-N Road.
And you know what? When I do see addresses, it never means anything.
No.
What's the exit? What's the cross street?
You can't miss it.
Nobody goes by addresses. But Washington Elizabeth exit off 270, boom, there it is.
Well, let me help you. A lot of the young people of the day, these kids, They GPS have you.
Yep, they do.
I do all the time. I use my phone.
They put it in their iPhones and, you know, where they are, and then they can tell you, here, get ready to take a left on Washington Street. It's a quarter of a mile up. You're like, wow. You know, you don't need to print anything out on it. It's just right there in your hand.
That's right.
Of course, not while you're driving. It would be a passenger doing that for you.
Right.
You want to be safe. Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. 314-837-1800, 837-1800, 24/7, 365 at Londoff, LONDOFF.com.
It's a great night to buy a new Chevy. We will send them to you.
Promise. Thank you so much.
All right, John.
All right, Frank. Great talking to everyone. And listen, folks.
Bye, John.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
things were going pretty well till he said, "What do you dry it off with?"
Yeah, my yeah, goodness. That was kind of
what
different.
Kind of answer did he want there?
Yeah, I mean,
no idea.
A rag, a towel,
sponge. I don't know.
Everybody stumbles.
Yeah,
had a little stumble there. We will take a quick break and then we'll come back on the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic, here is Tim Weiland. How do things look, Tim?
Well, from where I'm flying now, things look pretty good, but we're on our way to check out multiple incidents. We've got an accident westbound 44 at Antire. When we took off, they said there were three lanes blocked. Now, we're right now at 270 in Manchester. Southbound 270 is wide open from Highway 70 all the way down through Doherty Ferry. Northbound 55 at Butler Hill, we've got a crash. Westbound 70 at the Earth City Expressway, an accident. And then there was a stall on westbound 70 at the Blanchette Bridge blocking the right lane. Eastbound 270, a stall blocking the left lane at 170. Traffic is backing up near McDonald. Eastbound 64, that was slowing now. Approaching Compton through Union Station, and then it goes down to that right lane, and you're slow to the Poplar Street Bridge. Once you get over the bridge, everything looks pretty good on eastbound 5570. And this traffic report brought to you by Missouri Lottery. Thanks to players like you, they've raised over $4 billion for education in our great state. Play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This week, the Missouri Tigers are heading to Orlando, but Gary Pinkel's team isn't going to Disney. The Tigers are heading to Orlando to take on Central Florida. It's the first meeting between these two schools. Hi, this is Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Make sure you join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coverage begins at 9:45 a.m. Game time is at 11 on your home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
A lot of people talk about changing America, and a lot of people talk about what they'll do to change America. But let me paint a picture for you. Next couple of days, next couple of weeks, you're going to walk into a supermarket, and you're going to walk in the beer aisle, and you're going to see a beer, and the beer is going to say American Patriot Beer. And you're going to think to yourself, I've never seen that before. Well, let me tell you a story about American Patriot Beer. They're out to change America. One beer at a time. That's their slogan. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated, American brewed, American beer. It's great. It's American Patriot Beer Light and American Patriot Beer Lager. Cool, crisp taste, American made beer made right here in America. You want to change America? Buy American. American Patriot Beer. Taking back America one beer at a time. American Patriot Beer.
Stuffies, it's what's inside that counts.
Stuffies are cuddly creatures on a mission to keep your kids' treasures safe. So we ask kids across America, what's in your stuffy?
My stuffy keeps my candy from my brother.
My dime holds all my favorite cars. See his eyes? They're always watching my stuff.
Stuffies have top secret pockets that are fun to discover.
There's a lot of pockets to this thing.
Kids always have stuff to store. With Stuffies, they'll find room for more and more. Now, as part of our special radio offer, your child's Stuffy will arrive with a free full-size storybook and free super secret surprise inside.
Whoa!
Surprise your child with a Stuffy today. For this special radio offer with free storybook and surprise, text the word LOVE to 99000. Must be 18 years or older to order.
Stuffies, it's what's inside that counts.
Text the word LOVE to 99000.
When my Great Pyrenees dog was rescued, she was nearly 50 pounds underweight. She needed intensive surgery to save her life. From the beginning, I watched her recovery on her rescue group's website. I knew I had to have this amazing dog in my life. But I lived in Seattle, and she was down in Texas. And I wouldn't let it stop me. I flew to Texas to get her. I adopted the gorgeous dog named Joni and then drove her 2,300 miles up to our new home. Now she's happy, healthy, and the love of my life.
Thanks in part to the Purina Pro Plan Rally to Rescue program, smaller rescue groups like Saving Peers in Need are able to help dogs like Joni every day. In fact, since Rally to Rescue began 5 years ago, their participating network of 500 rescue groups has found homes for an astonishing 250,000 rescued dogs and cats. And the number continues to grow. To volunteer, donate, adopt, or show your support with a Rally to Rescue t-shirt, visit rallytorescue.org today.
Susie Orman on life insurance.
Susie, I've got life insurance through work. That's enough, isn't it?
I don't think so. You know, the truth of the matter is you need enough insurance to generate the income to replace what your salary is in case you were to die. So if you're making $50,000 a year, chances are you need more than what you have at work. Check out Term Life Insurance.
A man, 43, in excellent health, can get a 10-year, $500,000 term life insurance policy through SelectQuote for under $27 a month. For your free quote, call 1-800-900-1537. 1-800-900-1537. 1-800-900-1537. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you over the age of 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your well-being because Sensa is sending 30-day free trials to anyone looking to lose the maximum amount of weight. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be over the age of 25 and want to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-700-5085 now and request your free 30-day trial of Sensa in a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest ever conducted of its kind. Participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa, and now you can too. This weight loss breakthrough does not require added exercise or a change in your lifestyle, but act now. Due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one per household. Again, if you are over 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds, it is crucial that you write down this number for your free 30-day trial of Sensa. Call 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085.
If you can hear my voice on the radio, Window World will come out and give you a free in-home estimate. Window World Windows, started by two North County guys who met in college, and they have grown Window World into the number one remodeler in Missouri and the number 36 nationwide by Qualified Remodeler Magazine. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800, 0% financing through January 2014. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800 or windowworldstlouis.com.
Mark Connolly for Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. Kids are back in school and things are cooling down. Now it's time to give us a call. We can help you with your insurance claims. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
Shop Jared the Galleria of Jewelry with 5 times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores. Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
This is Tom Voss from Ameren. Join the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society for the Light the Night Walk on September 28th. Learn more at lighttonight.org/GAT.
This business a long time. A long time. And from time to time, young people will say, I'd like to get in the radio business. I say, what do you want to do? I want to be on the air. And I say, no, you don't want to be in the air. You want to sell. You want to be in sales. But then you can't talk them out of it. They want to be on the air. Or they want to be in commercials. Now, I'm going to take a moment here to play you an example of what a true professional sounds like. Let's say you get a chance to be in a commercial, a national commercial for, in this case, I think it's insurance. You got to know how to take the copy, which is what the script is called in this business, and sound like a pro. Listen to this. Listen to this.
Susie Orman on life insurance.
Okay, this part.
Susie, I've got life insurance through work. That's enough, isn't it?
I don't.
Okay, right there. You hear how I did that? Susie, I've got life
inflection
through work. That's enough, isn't it? play it again for students who may be learning broadcasting.
Susie Orman on life insurance.
I don't want them to have that in their heads. Because that guy was actually okay. It's this next person who's superior. Now, keep in mind that somebody at this big company had to sign off on this and go, yeah, we like the way that sounds. Can you play it now? Here we go. Any minute.
Susie, I've got life insurance through work. That's enough, isn't it?
That's enough, isn't it?
That sounds
tell you
so
what,
natural.
I've heard that sounded so natural that I don't know sitting right here if that was an actor or that was an actual person talking to Susie.
Maybe that's why. Maybe there's a real person and they're not in the business. They don't know how to, conversationalize the question.
Mm. Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that is it, Peon. Wow.
Maybe they have the guy do that. He is a real voice actor, but they try
to sound like a real person.
Yes, try to pretend
Didn't work. Now, I'd like to share a story with you. This is something that happened this morning. I have to do this because I'll feel so good after I do it. There may be some repercussions. I'll deal with that if they come. Let me tell you how this business works. The radio business is supported by commercials. We sell time. If you have a product and you want a commercial on the air about it, you buy a minute or a half minute or, 15 seconds. And to do that, you deal with a salesperson. A lot of people who get into radio think that all there is to radio is, there are people on the air. They're doing news and sports or they have a talk show or they play music. No, there are other people. There are traffic people. It has nothing to do with car traffic. It's people who fill out the log every day that tell us what time everything takes place. There are somebody's an H&R person like any other company. And then we have a sales staff. Now, what the sales staff does is they go out and they call on car dealers, hospitals, retail stores. Well, you get the idea. And then they go out and tell these people about KTRS. This morning, two of our salespeople made a sales call to Anheuser-Busch. Anheuser-Busch, you remember, it used to be a great St. Louis company,
mm-hmm.
and now it's a German company. And the reason I'm going to do what I'm about to do is even though I wasn't there, I heard the same exact story from each one of these two salespeople who went out to see this person at Anheuser-Busch. When they got there this morning, the other thing you have to understand is that, Anheuser-Busch is obviously a giant company. And it's kind of like when Dorothy and the Lion and the Tin Man are kind of going up to the Great Oz behind mm-hmm. the curtain. You're kind of shaking and nervous because, oh, my goodness, Anheuser-Busch. And there are two ways to deal with people like us at KTRS or any other vendor or salesperson. You can be courteous. You can listen. You can say you'll give it some thought. Or you can be like Jeff March is his name at Anheuser-Busch. And here's the story that I was told by both of the people who went out there. They got out there this morning, and there was a lady. Anheuser-Busch has security, and at the main desk, there was a lady there who was a security guard, probably the head of security. I don't know, former cop. And as our two sales reps are waiting to get in to see Mr. March, she said, "Who are you gentlemen with?" And they said, "We're with KTR." She said, "Oh, the big 550. She said, "Oh, my goodness." It turns out she is a huge listener. So the version of the story that I get is that she then informs Mr. March before they go in, hey, be nice to them. They're with the big 550. Mm-hmm. Now, as a salesperson, and I've been on sales calls, you like to think that maybe any foot in the door, any leg up you get, is good. Maybe you find out that both of you have the same barber. I don't know. But once she said, "Oh, I love these people. A great station." They thought, okay, he's going to give us a fair opportunity to talk to him about the KTRS. No, that was not the case. Mr. March, the words that I was given that were used in telling the story to me about you were, one of the salespeople who's been doing this for quite a long time said, in all the years – that I've been selling radio, I have never met anybody as rude or arrogant as this Jeff March. Treated our salespeople like dirt. Didn't want to hear. Basically, immediately had made up his mind he wanted nothing to do with KTRS. So my advice to you, Mr. And I don't know how big you are at Anheuser-Busch. Maybe you're like a really big deal, but it doesn't matter to me. Here's my advice to you as a little guy who's not a big executive anywhere. Maybe you need to go back and take a corporate refresher course in how to politely decline somebody's offer who wants to do business with you, or how to at least thank them for coming and say you'll give it some thought. Right now, you're not in the position. You know, there are a lot of ways to do it, but the way you did it, from what I hear, is not the way to do it. So if any of you ever have to call on Mr. March in the media business, I hope that you're his cup of tea, and I hope you're what he happens to listen to or what he happens to like, because if you're not, whew, good luck. You may be in for a rude reception. Mr. March, those are the words used about you. Rude, arrogant, unfriendly. And it's funny because they said in one morning, we had the warmest, friendliest reception we have ever encountered in Melissa, the security guard, and immediately followed up by the rudest, most unfriendly reception. So I just thought I'd throw it out there that sometimes it doesn't really matter how big you are, or how big the company. And by the way, Anheuser-Busch right now at this stage of the game, I don't think needs to be making any more enemies. You already got that InBev thing that a lot of people aren't too thrilled about. So maybe be a little nicer to the local people here still trying to make a buck and trying to help you, by the way. I think this station has the capability of selling a lot of things, beer, cars, heating and cooling. We're pretty good at it. So just a suggestion. You may want to change the way you greet people, or you not greet is not even a good word. You deal with vendors in our business. Do we have time to take No, we don't. All right, let's do this and we'll get to the Playhouse and the joke and whatever. American Equity Mortgage is one of those companies that 20 years ago, when they started, I think knew exactly what they were getting into. They were getting into the mortgage business at exactly the right time and became so successful and so good at what they did that they were able to weather those bad years we had a couple of years ago where a lot of mortgage companies went out of business, got in big trouble, made bad loans. They made it through all that just fine. And they're still doing really, really well, which tells me they must know what they're doing. And when they say perfect or less than perfect credit, they mean that. They know not everybody has perfect credit. In fact, most people don't. So don't worry about that part. You're thinking, well, I'm not going to qualify. Let them see if you can qualify for either that mortgage to stop you from throwing rent money away or that money you want to borrow to get out of credit card debt. It starts with you calling them. Or starting by you going online with them, AmericanEquity.com, or the number you've known for better than 20 years, 314-878-9999.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. We flew out 44 to Six Flags. Everything's wide open, so we found no accidents. Sometimes it comes over the scanner and people scatter, so I don't know what happened there, but nothing found. Also, they cleared the accident northbound 55 at Butler Hill. On you still had that stall, but they were working on eastbound 270 at 170. It had a lane block. You can expect slow traffic near McDonald. And on westbound 70, it's heavy from 270 through the Blanchette Bridge. Pretty good run after that past Lake St. Louis Boulevard. And then eastbound 64 is slowing near Grand to Union Station. And this traffic report is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Organ transplants save lives, but only if you help. Donate the gift of life. Be an organ and tissue donor. Learn more at organdonor.gov. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, Mike Kelly here for West County Nissan. Save thousands off of all new Nissans now during the model year-end blowout.
6,000 off Rogues, 8,000 off Muranos, 8,500 off Quests, 9,000 off Maximas, 11,000 off Armadas. Plus, drive home the totally redesigned 2013 Altima for just $99 a month. Get to the all-new West County Nissan and take it to the house this weekend. For more, go to westcountynissan.com. In lieu of all rebates and incentives, financing through NMAC.
Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. And I want to tell you, Lane House Construction is now an official sponsor of the St. Louis Rams. Also, I want to invite you to come visit us at our new Lane House Construction Party Porch. The Party Porch is a great place for Ram fans to hang out before the game. Remember, Lane House Construction is your local team for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. And we're A-plus rated members of the BBB. So give us a call at 314-845-2166 or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000 or lanehouseconstruction.com.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
From downtown St. Louis, home of the German company Anheuser-Busch, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring, of course, Bill Cleveland. Along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by the Cleve Cab, your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Bill.
Oh, everybody, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Well, a previously unaired segment from 60 Minutes shows President Obama admitting that some of his campaign ads may have gone overboard. Oh. I'm assuming he's referencing the commercial claiming Romney is responsible for the crack in the Liberty Bill. I don't think that's
it. I didn't see that.
In South Carolina, a man was arrested for posing as a physician. They say people became suspicious he wasn't a real doctor when they noticed his waiting room contained a magazine published in the last decade.
Oh, yeah. that's a big key right there.
Interesting. A woman gave birth at a NASCAR track parking lot in New Hampshire. Yeah, it's pretty incredible. I mean, New Hampshire has a NASCAR track?
Yeah, that is incredible.
Finally, a man in Iowa was arrested at his own wedding after he hit another guy who was dancing with his new wife.
Don't blame him.
The worst part is it completely ruined the father-daughter first dance. That's nice.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I liked it. What do I care?
Yeah, it's all
so Cleveland's segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland, the Big 550 KTR.
Thank you, Bill.
See you guys. Bye.
We're on our way, 10 seconds away from another exciting edition. Oops, I didn't hang up the phone. Opinions Playhouse. So don't go away. Call your friends and neighbors. In 2 seconds, it'll be 5 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News.